All right, let's check the starting lineup for tonight's game. First up for the Eminence Red Wings. The Red Wings coming in are the number 14 seed. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll start Dakota Pulliam, number 3. Lawson Crane, number 12. Number 11, Gavin Keeling. Number 14, Matthew Stevens. And number 24, Keegan Weaver. From the Fair Bobcats, it'll be the same lineup we've seen all season long. The 3 sophomores and the 2 juniors. The sophomores are Gage Pitts wearing number 3, Landry Pitts wearing number 10, and Jordan Andrews, number 22. The juniors for Coach Matt Pitts and his Fair Bobcats are Jace Haven, number 5, and Logan Doss, number 33. So Pitts, Haven, Pitts, Andrews, and Doss for the Fair Bobcats. The Red Wings go with Pulliam, Crane, Keeling, Stevens, and Weaver. Folks, we are just about set to go. There's one more game following this one tonight here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. That will be Chadwick to play Mansfield. Chadwick, the number 6 seed, and Mansfield, the number 11 seed. They will play in the final game of the night. Now, games get back underway here again tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock. Kuskokwim will play Cabool. Summersville will play Winona at 10:30. Ludy takes on Plato at noon. And, of course, the loser of our game and the loser of the next game will play in the 1:30 contest. And then the quarterfinal bracket starting at 3 o'clock. Top-seeded Dora plays Norwood. Lesterville takes on Licking at 4:30. The Alton Comets will play Gainesville at 6. Well, that one is slated for broadcast on K-Country 95. And the winner of this game will play at 7:30 against the winner of the next game. They are wearing the home whites trimmed in the black and green. And the Eminence Red Wings wearing that familiar red with the white letters and numbers on the jerseys. Our officials are on the scene. We're ready to go. Logan Doss will jump it up against Dakota Pulliam, number 3, for the Eminence Red Wings. No Trent McBride, no Dyers. Eminence got hit hard by graduation a year ago. Here's the tip is up and controlled by the Thayer. It's off the hands of the Eminence Red Wings out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Well, Thayer will get the ball to start things here. They will inbound down under the bucket. It'll be Gage Pitts to trigger it in. He gets it in the corner. Landry Pitts wide open for a 3, and it's good! A 3-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Landry Pitts with a 3-point ball. And the Thayer Bobcats jump out early, 3-0 off the inbound play. Eminence working around the perimeter now. Number 11, Keeling with it. He'll take it to the top of the key, swing on the left side. For Stevens. Stevens back over to Keeling. Back to Stevens. Now in the left corner, they get it to Crane. Crane back out to Keeling on top. Keeling holds it there. He played quite a bit for Coach Pete McBride a year ago. And of course, Pete McBride has retired from coaching. Still at Eminence High School as the principal, but not on the sidelines. That's kind of strange. Eminence continues to work around the perimeter of this Bobcat 1-3-1 zone. Keeling's got it on the right side. Now to the left. They're trying to post up big number 3, pull him in the middle. Can't get him open. Doss doing a good job preventing him from making the catch. And Eminence continues to work around the perimeter. Crane goes back over to Keeling. Keeling bounces one to Pulliam. Pulliam down the right side of the lane, all the way to the bucket for the lane. Dakota Pulliam with a nice move to the bucket. It's a 3-2 Thayer Bobcat lead. Bobcats have it in the offensive end. No full court pressure for Eminence. Here goes Landry Pitts, moves into the lane, kicks it out to Andrews in the corner for 3. That one rattles off the rim, no good. Haven with a rebound, follows it back up and in, and he's fouled on the play. Jace Haven with a beautiful rebound, had to reach way out and get it. Made a nice move to get around his man. Andrew the foul. Foul is going to be on number 24, Keegan Weaver. First foul of the night goes against the Eminence Red Wings, and Jace Haven going to the line to shoot for the 3-point play. First free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound comes off the rim hard, taken by Dakota Pulliam for Eminence. He'll give it over to Keeling, and he'll step it across the timeline. They're picking up there in the 1-3-1 zone. Ball on the left side for Crane. Crane back out top now for Stevens. Stevens going back to Crane. And now Stevens with it back out front. Back to Crane again on the right side of the floor. He'll take it all the way down to the baseline in the corner. Pass in the middle, stolen by Landry Pitts. Off to Haven. Haven, long pass up the floor. That one is intercepted, but then stolen by Andrews for Thayer. We're going to get a foul on the Eminence Red Wings, number 3, I believe, Dakota Pulliam. Going to be called for a foul in the scramble after the ball. Yes, it is. Dakota Pulia called for a foul. That player were diving all over that floor after that loose ball. Long pass was deflected there. Inbounds the ball. Oh, an alley-oop! And it's in for Doss. Rogan Doss caught it and goes right up and in over the front of the rim. So Doss with his first two on the inbound play again. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now 7-2. Emmons with it out front. Stevens works it to the left side of the floor to Keeling. Keeling making a move. Gage Pitts jumps out on him. Keeling gets to the lane, loses the handle, picked up by Eminence, no good. Rebound comes down to Keeling, back up. That one's no good, and Logan Doss fighting for the rebound, couldn't hang on, it goes out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout call already. Timeout on the floor. Thayer leads Eminence 7-2, 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the number one seed is advanced. The number four seed is advanced. Number five advanced today. Also, the number two seed, Alton, is advanced. Number seven, Gainesville. Will the number three seed advance? Thayer Bobcats and Eminence playing now. Thayer got the early lead. Here's a play for Eminence into the lane. And Pulliam trying to drop a pass down, a bounce pass in the lane as teammate didn't catch it. Thayer back the other way in a hurry. After the inbound, the ball, Gage Pitts out to Haven around the Landry. Pitts on the wing. Landry moves it down to the left side. Gage has got it there. Bounces it down to Nicholson, who just checked in. Keaton Nicholson back out to Pitts for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Nicholson gets the rebound for Thayer. Kicks it outside. Bobcats back into the half-court game. Here's Andrews. Quick step around the defender. Slides down the baseline. Draws contact. And will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul going to be on number 24. I believe Tegan Weaver. Yes, it is. Weaver called for his second foul for the Eminence Red Wings. It'll send Jordan Andrews to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats leading scorer in the early season. The sophomore misses the free throw. Last game out for the Thayer Bobcats. They were led by Gage Pitts, who had, I believe, was 21. Andrews was right behind him. The sophomores played well in that one. Andrews hits the free throw. He breaks the ice, and the Thayer Bobcats are up by six early. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Thayer with the lead. Eminence brings the ball across midcourt. Swinging on the left side for Crane. Crane goes in the left side corner to Keeling. Keeling dumping it inside. Ball is caught. Now a handoff, and we're going to get a travel on Lawson Crane. Crane traveled with it. It was an awkward handoff there in the interior. And the Thayer Bobcats gets the ball back. They bring it up the floor in a hurry. Gage Pitts to Haven. Over to Andrews on the right side wing. He directs traffic. Moves off a screen at the top. Gives out to Landry Pitts. Landry down to the baseline. Pull up 12-footer. No good. Keaton Nicholson with a rebound. Back up and in. Nicholson had another Thayer Bobcats sophomore with a good rebound. And Thayer's up 8. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Eminence getting ready to make a substitution here. Red Wings with the basketball. Number 12 with it is Crane. Crane dumps it down to Pulliam on the baseline. He kicks it way back out to Keeling. Long shot is up and good. Gavin Keeling from way downtown. That makes it a 10-5 ball game. The old three-point equalizer. Here comes Thayer with it in the half-court set. Andrews making a bounce pass down to the baseline to Haven. He'll bounce it back outside. Intended for Pitts, stolen by Crane. Eminence back the other way. Keeling into the lane, all the way under the bucket. Reverse layup is good. So Keeling scored 5 in a row. Thayer going the other way in a hurry. Andrews going to the bucket. He's going to get fouled on the drive. Andrews got down the floor in a flash. Eminence had to foul him to keep him from shooting a layup. Number 14, that is Matthew Stevens called for the foul that time. And Stevens will check out of the game. Number 4 checking in, that is Landon Johnson for the Eminence Red Wings. Thayer inbounds the ball to Haven right under the bucket. Forces up a shot, no good. And a rebound taken by Eminence. Here comes Pulliam all the way down the middle of the floor. Pulls up in the lane. We're going to get a blocking foul. Going to be called on Landry Pitts trying to draw the charge. Landry got back in a hurry. That moved up under Pulliam as he went to the bucket. And Pulliam will go to the free throw line and will shoot for the Eminence Red Wings. First free throw is up and good, shooting two. Pulliam now with 3 points in the game, and Eminence here after being down 10-2 on a 6-0 run. Second one is up and good, making a 7-0 run for the Eminence Red Wings. They were ignited by that three by Gavin Keeley. They've rolled off 7 points in a row. Eminence Thayer with the basketball now in the half-court set. Eminence playing man-to-man defense. Bobcats no-look pass into Nicholson. Short jumper in the lane. Good! Keaton Nicholson getting more and more confidence, and Thayer needs him to do that. At 6'3", biggest player on the roster, Bobcats need him to get some confidence and play at the varsity level. Here's a pass into the lane for Eminence. Going to be knocked away. We get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Eminence Red Wings. This will be number 24 on the foul again. That is Weaver. And for Keegan Weaver, that is his third foul here in the first quarter. We still got 3 minutes to play, and Keegan Weaver will come out of the game. Eminence will get number two in there in his place. That is Luke Stevens. So Eminence losing some size there. There, Bobcats with the ball and a 12-9 lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Andrews with the ball out front. Working against Crane. Swings it down to Lane Grimes, who just checked in. His pass into the lane. Shot is up and no good by Nicholson. And the rebound comes off to Eminence, the Red Wings with it. There's a pass out on the wing. Going to be kicked and out of bounds off the leg of Jace Haven. There, Bobcats. Trying to pick up the intensity a little bit defensively here. Lane Grimes has checked into the game along with Nicholson. Eminence working the inbound. Gets to the top for Gavin Keeley. Keeley working against Grimes. Swings over on the left side. Now back out on top to Stevens. Stevens goes to the high post with it for Johnson. Johnson back to Stevens in the corner. Back to Johnson. Back outside. Three-point ball is up and good! Number 12, Lawson Crane with a three-pointer. That ties the game at 12. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. There, Bobcats, the number three seed, getting challenged here early. Bobcats worked the ball down to the baseline. Shot on the baseline drive by Jace Haven is blocked, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. There, Bobcats, great ball movement to get the wide open shot, it looked like, for a moment. But Luke Stevens committed the foul when he blocked the shot. Bobcats, it looked like they've made a very conscious effort tonight to get Jace Haven, to get him going. He just has not got his game going this year. And he's going to have to be the leader for those Thayer Bobcats out there. Does a lot of things. He rebounds. He plays defense. He does all that stuff. But he needs to score. Haven misses the first free throw. Of course, the quarterback and safety on the Thayer Bobcats football team. Haven hits the second free throw. So Haven now with 3 points in the ballgame. Thayer back up by one. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Eminence with the basketball. They'll take it to the left side. Keeling with it over there. Gives it around on the right side now for Pulliam. Pulliam pulls up all the way and gives it back outside. Long shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Jordan Andrews for Thayer. He'll take it all the way down the floor, and he's going to be called for a carry. A little hesitation. He got his hand under the ball, and Jordan Andrews called for the carry. And with a minute 47 to go, Eminence with a chance to take the lead before the end of the quarter. And not before we get a timeout. Minute 47 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up one, 13-12. There's a timeout on the floor. No timeout. No timeout called. No timeout. So Thayer Bobcats, and they actually were looking at an injury timeout. Gage Pitts, he went down in a heap out there. Looked like he might have twisted an ankle. Gage Pitts out of the game. Landry Pitts will check back in. There with Landry Pitts, Nicholson, Haven, Grimes, and Andrews on the floor. Up by one. Bobcats playing defense here with a minute 29 to go in the first quarter. Eminence with it. Got it outside for Stevens. Stevens looking to move into the lane. Going to be called for a travel. Yep. Walked about halfway to the bucket. And Eminence will turn it over. Thayer will get it back with a one-point lead. Andrews comes up the floor. Out of Haven, left side for Pitts. Pitts going to Nicholson. Nicholson in the lane, and he traveled with the basketball. Nicholson trying to make a dribble drive down the left side of the lane, and ball kind of bounced awkward for him, and he carried it. So Eminence will get it back. Things kind of sloppy here for the Thayer Bobcats. And again, only played four games prior to the Christmas break. And we're really just kind of beginning to find their rhythm when they had the break after the Lyon College tournament. And here's Eminence with the ball in the offensive end. They get it down to number 13, Kreider. Kreider then loses it on the baseline. So we're under a minute to go. It is 13-12, Thayer by one. We're first quarter action. Andrews crosses the timeline for Thayer, gives to Haven. Now left side to Landry Pitts. Landry dribble drives at a free throw line, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Landry Pitts now with five in the ballgame. He leads the Bobcats. And Thayer back out by three. We're going to get a violation on the inbound on the Eminence Red Wings. I don't think they ever got out of bounds before they inbounded the ball. It just started down the other end of the floor. The official brings it back, says, you got to inbound it from behind this line, son. So Eminence brings it in, got it to Keeling. Keeling walked it up across the timeline for Eminence. Swings it to the right side in the corner to Pulliam. I'm sorry, that's not Pulliam. That's Stevens, number two, not number three. Now Stevens with it again in the right corner. Dribbles one time. Pulls up his dribble. Passes in the lane. That ball stolen by Nicholson for Thayer. Nicholson got it over to Haven. Haven looking to go to the bucket. Now leaves it out front for Landry Pitts. Over to Andrews. Andrews spin move into the lane. Lost the handle. Ball is tipped. Back out to Grimes. Now Nicholson free throw line. Over to Landry Pitts for three. It rattles in and out. No good. Nicholson rebounds. Puts it back up and in for the Thayer Bobcats. And that's the end of the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats finish with a flurry, and they lead it 17-12, headed to the second quarter here at Kabul. We'll be back with the second quarter in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
You're listening to Thayer Bobcat basketball from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Thayer Bobcats, the number three seed, have a lead at the end of one quarter, 17-12 over the Eminence Red Wings. Thayer had a big lead. Eminence came roaring back after a three-pointer by Gavin Keeling, kind of ignited them. They went on a 7-0 run to get back in the game. It was 13-12 with under a minute to go in the quarter. Thayer got a couple of buckets and stretched that lead to 17-12. That's where we're at now, headed into the second quarter. Thayer Bobcat basketball brought to you in part by your boosters, including Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service in Thayer. Eminence with the ball, Keeling out front, takes the three, now dribbles twice, picks it up, gives it over to Stevens, and back to Keeling. Remember, Eminence got foul trouble already. Weaver, a big man in the middle, has got three fouls already in the game. Here's a baseline drive for Eminence. Shot wouldn't go down. Stevens with a... he just got trapped in there and just threw it at the rim. Thayer got the rebound. Gage Pitts coming the other way, all the way to bucket, and he scores! Gage Pitts. Looks like that ankle is okay. And Gage puts the Bobcats back up by 7, 19-12. Keeling walks the ball slowly up the floor for Eminence. Wings it on the right side wing to Stevens. Back to Keeling in the corner. Trying to get loose for a three. Steps back. Grimes jumps out on him. Don't let him shoot it out there. Now here's Stevens. Stevens going to the high post. Kicks it outside for Crane. Crane in the corner and gets it right back at the wing. Back out on top to Stevens and back over to Keeling. Grimes out on him again. Here's a lob down inside. That ball's deflected. Stolen by Lane Grimes. Grimes got it out to Landry Pitts. All the way up the floor to Gage Pitts. Spins down the baseline, puts the jumper up, and it's good. Pretty move by the sophomore guard. 6:40 to go now. The first half, Thayer is running up to 21-12. And there's another deflection by Grimes. Then tries to save it from out of bounds, but it's picked up by Keeling. Keeling with a quick pass in the middle, knocked away by Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats are going with four sophomores and a junior on the floor right now. Nicholson, who has been huge in the game tonight, in there with Landry Pitts, Gage Pitts, Lane Grimes, and, of course, the junior, Jace Haven. And Demolitz will inbound the ball. Down under the bucket with 6:28 to go in the first half, down by nine. Thayer's off on an 8-0 run since Demolitz cut it back to a one-point game. Red Wings with it, going to the high post again. That ball deflected, picked up by Pitts. Gage Pitts. Oh, behind the back to Nicholson for the lay-in. That was pretty. That was as pretty as it gets right there. Gage a little bit out of control on the dribble. He just flipped it with one hand behind his back to the trailer for the layup. 6:12 to go in the first half. Thayer up 23-12. And we get a timeout call by the MLS Red Wings. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
You know, the Thayer Bobcat basketball team decides that they want to play, and they want to play fast. They are fun to watch. They can really handle the basketball well, and they can get out on the floor and run with just about anybody. And they've taken a lead here, 23-12 now, an 11-point lead over the MLS Red Wings. It is a 10-0 run for the Thayer Bobcats here in the second quarter. Here's Keeling from way out top, misses a three-pointer for MLS, and the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Substitution now for Thayer. It'll be Chris Cray to check into the game for the first time. Number 23, Cray, is in for Haven. Bobcats lose a little size there, but Cray can flat-out shoot the basketball. Eminence also with a substitution. And here they run the inbound play. Got it into number 3. That is Pulley. Eminence puts it right back up on the end. Eminence hit Thayer with their very own play on the inbound there. A little alley-oop. And the bucket for Eminence. That stops a 10-0 run by Thayer. Bobcats with the basketball down the other end. Lane Grimes going to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound gets on the floor. Eminence has got it. And now we're getting a foul on Gage Pitts trying to get it back for Thayer. Number 40 got on the floor and got that ball. That is Trevor Voiles. Voiles then tried to get it to a teammate. Gage Pitts tried to jump in there, and he's called for the foul. First foul on Gage. Substitution for Thayer now. Andrews will check back into the game. Gage Pitts will sit down. Thayer still with four sophomores and a junior on the floor. Leading 23-14, 9-point Bobcat lead, 5:20 to go in the first half. Eminence with the ball. Go to the high post for Pulliam. Pulliam making a move, kicks it back outside to Voiles. Three-point shot is up, and it's good. He buried it. Number 40, Trevor Voiles hits the three-pointer. Thayer with it on the other end. Here's Lane Grimes looking to drive the baseline. Slides around the defender. Puts the shot up. It wouldn't go down. But a foul going to be whistled on Eminence. And that may be Weaver. And that could be number 4 on Weaver. He was the defender that was there. Official tells coach he moved right into him. And he did. And Weaver, Tegan Weaver, picked up his 4th foul. And we've still got 5 minutes to play in the first half. First free throw for Lane Grimes is up and good. Lane making a good aggressive move down the baseline. Now Weaver will come out, and he'll be out for a while. Number 14, Matthew Stevens, checks back in for Eminence. 5:03 to play in the first half. Officials cleaning things up on the line a little bit. Grimes with a second free throw. It is up and good. So Lane Grimes getting on the board tonight. 3, 6, 7 different Bobcats. And here's a steal by Andrews on the inbound. Andrews steps into the lane, elevates for the jumper. It's in and out, no good. How did that ball not go down? Andrews shooting some tough luck tonight. Good play to get the steal. And here goes Eminence the other way. Shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down to number 11, Gavin Keeling. And he puts it back up and in. Thayer races down to the other end. Andrews penetrates. Gives out to Nicholson. Nicholson to Grimes. Back to Nicholson on the baseline. He dumps it down inside. We're going to get a blocking foul. Going to be called, or what's the call? 3 seconds. 3 second lane violation on the Bobcats. Substitution now for Thayer. Nicholson who has played big minutes off the bench tonight. We'll check out of the game, and Logan Doss back in for the Thayer Bobcats. I think Logan may have had a little blood on his mouth on a bucket he hit earlier. Looks like he took an arm right across the face, may have had a little bloody lip. He's playing defense right now on Pulliam, who turns, faces the bucket, dumped it inside. Shot is up for him, and it's in good. Number 14, Matthew Stevens, with his first 2 points of the game. That makes it 25-21. Eminence on a run here. Thayer trying to get it down inside. The ball is going to be knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Every time Thayer looks like they're going to put this thing away, or at least run out the lead, Eminence makes a run. Thayer led 23-12. An 11-point lead. Now it's 25-21. Bobcats inbound the ball to Doss. Doss kicks out to Andrews for three. Buried it. Jordan Andrews hits a three from the top of the key. And a three-pointer. And now we're going to get a... We got a warning on White for touching the ball after it goes through the basket. All right, so a warning on the Thayer Bobcats for touching the ball after it goes through the basket. And Thayer now going to apply some pressure. Thayer Bobcats putting on the full court press here, 2-2-1. Eminence will inbound to Keeling. Grimes is on him. Keeling now dumps it to Pulliam. Pulliam tied up by a double team, back over to Keeling. Eminence going to have to hurry. Long pass up the floor. Boy, they got it. Down in there for Stevens. Stevens in the lane with a shot, no good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Here they come. Haven pushing it up the left side. Steps it to the top of the key. Now into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Lays it up, and it's good. I don't know how he got that one to go in. But Haven hits the scoop shot. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 30-21. 3:28 to go in the half. Eminence breaks the full court pressure. Oh, and they threw it away. Dawson's got it for Thayer. To Andrews. Andrews spins toward the lane. He's going to get fouled. It'll be a hold. That'll be on the Eminence Red Wings number 11. Number 11, Keeling. That'll be his first of the night. And it'll send Jordan Andrews to the free throw line, shoot the one and one for the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews stepping to the line, 1 for 2 from the line. He's got 4 points in the first half. Make it 5 as he hits the free throw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different Bobcats with at least 5 points in the first half. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup. Andrews with another one, looking for his sixth, and it's good. Now 3 Bobcats with at least 6 points in the ballgame. And they all 3 tied for the game high. Eminence again against the full court pressure. They'll get the ball up to Crane. Crane long pass up the floor. They threw it away. Ovid saved from out of bounds. And catching it, going to the rack, and pulling him for the lane. Look what I found. Thayer back the other way in a hurry. And Grimes can't hang on to the long pass. That's a tough catch and a tough pass. Trying to make that thing all the way up the sideline. Grimes trying to catch it. Stay in bounds and all that stuff. Doss will check out of the game now as Keaton Nicholson's back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer up by 9, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Eminence inbounds the ball against the Bobcat. Pressure again. Keeling with it in the backcourt. Comes to near midcourt. Now throws a long pass up. They got it across the timeline to Stevens. Stevens going to the bucket. Shoot. And a foul. And the basket goes in. That was Crane, number 12. Got the ball to the rim. Laid it up and over the front, and a foul is going to be on Jace Haven. That'll be a foul number 1 on Haven, and just the 3rd team foul against the Thayer Bobcats in the first half. Substitution again for Thayer. Gage Pitts is in. Lane Grimes is out. So Coach Pitts using 8 different guys already in the ballgame tonight. Number 12 shooting for the 3-point play. That is Crane, and he hits the free throw. Crane's got 6. And it's back to a 6-point game again. Thayer Bobcats with it. 2:45 to go in the first half. Nicholson around to a Pitts. That's Landry Pitts on the left side wing. Trying to go to the high post. Got it to Haven. Dumped it down to Keaton Nicholson. Baseline drive. Count it. Nicholson has got 8 to lead the Thayer Bobcats in the first half. Eminence coming the other way. Keeling going all the way to the basket. Coast to coast for Gavin Keeling. He's got 9. Thayer back the other way in a hurry. Haven into the lane. Back outside. Andrews for 3. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Volleyed up and around and controlled by the Eminence Red Wings. Here they come. Eminence down now by 6. And make it 4 as they hit the layup. That was Crane that time with the bucket. Now Eminence with a steal at midcourt. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. going to be called on the Eminence Red Wings, I believe. Are we in a foul? Are we in a foul or just a travel? Nope, no foul, just a travel called on Crane, who had the ball and rolled over in the middle of the floor. But Thayer gets it back, four-point ball game, minute 58 to go in the first half. Thayer trying to add to that lead, go to Andrews, free throw line jumper, it's good from a sophomore. Andrews hits the shot. Thayer again scrambling in that full court pressure. Eminence will break it easily all the way to the bucket, and that goes Crane again, number 12. Bobcats trying to pressure Eminence. It's not working. Red Wings getting a lot of easy buckets. Thayer with it to the free throw line. Gage pitch with a shot. That's no good. Eminence with a rebound. Minute 29 to go in the half, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a block at midcourt on Jace Haven. Haven trying to get in front of Crane and draw the charge. He's going to be called for the block. That'll be foul number two on Jace. Non-shooting foul, just the fourth team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. So Eminence will inbound the ball down by four with a minute 27 to go. Keeling crosses into the front court, feeds it left side for Crane. Crane back out to Keeling on top. Eminence can afford to work a little clock here. Slow things down. Oh, here's a tip pass, goes into the backcourt. Pitts got a hand on it. Eminence runs it down back there. Now Andrews trying to take it away. He didn't. And now Gage Pitts with a steal for Thayer. Pitts to Andrews, and the ball is intercepted by Pulliam. Pulliam for Eminence, driving a long pass down the floor, intercepted by Haven. Haven to Andrews. Andrews is going to be called. No, he kept his pivot foot down. Thought Andrews was going to be called for the travel, but he kept his pivot foot down. He's going all the way to the rack, all the way in the bucket for the lay-in. Jordan Andrews now with 10 in the first half for Thayer. He might have traveled on that play. Anyway, you go. Eminence has got the ball back. 30 seconds to go. Andrews did get the bucket. Eminence with it in the middle. Ball stripped away from Kreider. He got it to the inside. Oh, and it's stolen again by Pitts. Pitts down the middle of the floor. Hangs in the air. Shoots and scores over the front of the rim. Gage Pitts with 8 points. Thayer back up by eight again. We're down to 15 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer leads it 40-32. Keeling finally gets it across the timeline. His pass is intercepted by Andrews. He'll go for the uncontested layup. It's good. Andrews with 12. Thayer leads it by 10. And that's the end of the first half. 42-32. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Eminence Red Wings. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to Kabul for the Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
We're back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Been a good day of basketball. Of course, this is the next to the last game in the first round, game number 7 of 8. And the Thayer Bobcats, the number 3 seed, are having a little trouble shaking these MLS Red Wings, the number 14 seed coming in. Of course, you know, the seedings, you know, of course, you talk about them, and you want to be as high a seed as you can be, but early in the season, who really knows? But anyway, Thayer Bobcats, they've run out. They've had a 10, 11-point lead two or three different times. MLS has come right back and gotten within 4 at one point, but Thayer then ran it back out to 10, and they lead it by 10 here at the half. 42-32 is the halftime score. And again, just one of those kind of games with Thayer Bobcats. They'll give up a couple of buckets, and then they'll put together two or three in a row. But I can tell you that the Thayer Bobcats are beginning to play a lot better. They're starting to play like a basketball team rather than a football team trying to play basketball. And that's kind of what it was like early in the year, and I think that's kind of why they're 2-2. At the very most, Thayer, I think, should be 3-1. But if they were playing regular basketball, and the night that they played Batesville, I mean, they're just no beating Batesville when they hit 14 out of 19 three-pointers. But here tonight, they've showed some good things defensively. The youth has showed a little bit in the first half, and the fact that they've tried to make some passes that weren't smart passes, threw it right to the MLS Red Wings on a couple of occasions. And I'm going to give some props to MLS. They come out here. They're young. They lost, you know, just about everybody from last year's team. And, man, they play hard. It's a whole different style of basketball than what we've seen in recent years from the MLS Red Wings. And they hit a couple of threes in the first half. Matter of fact, MLS has hit 1, 2, 3 threes in the first half. And really, that's what's kept them in the ball game here tonight. We'll look at that scoring in just a moment. Again, Thayer leads MLS at the half, 42-32. Winner of this game will move into the 7:30 game tomorrow night, and will take on the winner of the Chadwick-Mansfield game, which is coming up next here in the Cabool Holiday Tournament. I want to say congratulations again to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They were a winner today in the Pink and White Tournament, beat Springfield Central up in Springfield. They will play again tomorrow. Also, congratulations to the Alton Comets, big winners over their opponent tonight. They defeated, they defeated Ludi, that's right. Final there was 85-35, so Alton advances into the quarterfinals here. And congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears winners in the first round of the tournament down in Highland, Arkansas, the Bad Boy Roddy Brogdon Classic. And we'll have Mammoth Spring Bears basketball for you, I believe, again tomorrow, along with Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Alton Comets and the Thayer Bobcat boys will figure that schedule out after this game is completed here tonight. All right, it's halftime, 42-32. Thayer Bobcats with a 10-point lead over the MLS Red Wings. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back and take a look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Healthcare of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Healthcare accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family healthcare that people in the local area deserve.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to keep your vehicle performing at its best is with regular maintenance. The certified service experts at River Country Chevrolet in Thayer can precisely diagnose and service your vehicle. Everything from oil changes to engine work and transmission work. Regardless of the make and model, they know every inch of your vehicle and offer the lowest labor rates around and the lowest prices on tires in the area. Don't mess with the rest. Go to the best. Follow them on Facebook to keep up with current service specials. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer.
And back here at the Kabul Tournament, the halftime of our game, Thayer Bobcats with a lead 42-32 over the Eminence Red Wings. Look at our scoring in the first half for Thayer, 17 points in the first quarter. They scored 25 in the second quarter. Eminence with 12 in the first quarter and 20 in the second. Thayer Bobcats again lead it by 10. Look at our individual scoring. First up for the Eminence Red Wings, they're led by Lawson Crane, who got hot right at the end of the half, hit two straight buckets. And he has got 10 in the game. Gavin Keeling hit a three-pointer, kind of ignited Eminence at one point. They went on a 7-0 run. He's got 9 points in the game. 8 points for Dakota Pulliam, 3 for Trevor Voiles, and 2 for Matthew Stevens. For the Thayer Bobcats, are led by Jordan Andrews, a sophomore, scored 12. Gage Pitts and Keaton Nicholson, another pair of sophomores, have scored 8 each. 5 points for Jace Haven and 5 for Landry Pitts. 2 for Lane Grimes, 2 for Logan Doss. 7 different Bobcats have scored in the ballgame tonight. And Thayer getting a little bit of bench scoring. Matter of fact, 10 points off the bench out of the 42 Thayer scored here in the first half. And that is big in a game like this. All right, again, you're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Always do a great job with this tournament, and a fantastic job to the ladies over in the kitchen for the hospitality room tonight. It was Mexican night. Beef enchiladas were fantastic. All right, here we go. Second half underway. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Eminence Red Wings. Thayer opens the third quarter with the basketball. Gage Pitts has got it, working up the left side. Feeds it out front for Andrews. Eminence going to zone defense here. Thayer with it on the left side. Got it to Gage Pitts. He steps into, doesn't take the three. Goes around the defense. Oh, nice look inside. Little underhand shuttle pass to Logan Doss for the lay-in. And the Thayer Bobcats open up a 12-point lead. That is Thayer's biggest lead of the game. They had led it by 11 a couple of times in the first half. First time they've led by as many as 12. Eminence with a basketball on the right side wing. That is Stevens. Stevens kicks it out front for Kreider. Back to Stevens. Stevens down low to Crane, now over to number 40, Voiles, and he puts it up and in. Good interior passing by the Eminence Red Wings, and Voiles got his second bucket of the night. They are again working against the zone here. Doss on top, the Landry Pitts on the left side wing. Landry goes in the corner to Haven. Haven out front to Andrews. They'll bounce it to Pitts at the elbow. Pitts inside to Doss. Couldn't complete the shot. Logan gets his own rebound and then travel with the basketball. Doss had a piece of it and then call for the travel. And here come the Eminence Red Wings. Trying to cut it back to single digits here. Number 11, Keeling, brings it across the timeline. Oh, and then he throws it away, trying to get it to Crane on the right side. And Crane just took his eye off of it. Ball went right through his hands and out of bounds. So Eminence turns it over there, down by 10. Thayer with it. Andrews, left side, moving off a screen, just inside the three-point line, shoots and scores, 17-footer. Don't see many people shoot that old 17-footer very much anymore. And the Eminence wants a timeout. The Air Bobcats have run the lead out to 12, 46-34 here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, the 10-point lead at the half. Bears run it out to a 12-point lead now with 6:26 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats are led tonight by Jordan Andrews. The sophomore has scored 14. Gage Pitts has added 8, and Keaton Nicholson with 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters, including the Clary's Funeral Homes, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Barton Electric, Penny Lane Accounting, and the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Also, Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Eminence, call that timeout. Talk about the situation here. They bring it up the floor. Chance to cut the lead back to 10. Thayer now has gone man-to-man. Thayer Bobcats playing man-to-man defense. Here's a give out front to Boyles for Eminence. They'll give it right back to Keeling at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Pulliam. Pulliam looking at the cutter. Down the lane. Shot is up. No good, but a foul. Going to be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 12, Lawson Crane. Boy, this kid is quick. Got down the lane. Defense just couldn't hang with it. And for Crane, a 6-foot junior, he'll go to free throw line and shoot 2. First one is up and good as he got it to roll down. Lawson Crane, he's got 11 points now to lead the way for the Eminence Red Wings tonight. Second free throw is on the way. It is no good. And the rebound comes out long. Doss has got it for Thayer. Off to Gage Pitts. Gage takes it up the floor, gets to Andrews. Long 3-point shot. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around and taken by the Eminence Red Wings. Here they come. Long pass up the floor. Oh, Crane got behind the defense. And his shot was blocked by Pitts. Pitts came out of nowhere to block it. And here's a shot for Eminence. Boyles couldn't hit it. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Haven into the lane. Kicks it out to Pitts in the corner. Landry misses a 3, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. Landry Pitts shooting the 3 off the right wing, got fouled, and they're going to call it after the shot on the floor. So it will not be a 3-shot foul here. They will inbound the basketball. Foul's on number 33. And there is no 33 for Emma. Yeah, there is no 33. Oh, they put number... Now, number 40, all right, now they correct it on the board. Number 40 on the foul, that is Trevor Boyles, his first. They will inbound the ball with 5:34 to go in the third quarter. They got to Andrews on the baseline, shuffles one down inside to Doss. Doss, one dribble, goes up with a short shot. It is no good. Rebound Andrews, and it was taken away by the Red Wings. Here comes Eminence. Keeling coming up the left side. Coach says, slow down a little bit. Keeling takes it out front, feeds it over on the right side for Crane. Crane looks at the cutter in the lane, and they try to get it to him. The ball's knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Good play there by Doss and Andrews. Thayer now with a couple of substitutions. Lane Grimes and Keaton Nicholson will check in for the Bobcats. Logan Doss and Landry Pitts are out. Keeling inbounds the ball, got it to Boyles for Eminence. Now over to Crane. Crane top of the key, looking for the outlet. Got it to Keeling. Keeling looks right, brings the ball to the left side of the floor, feeds it over there for number 2, Stevens, a sophomore. Stevens going down low to Pulliam. Pulliam couldn't get open for the shot, feeds it back out to Keeling. A long 3 rattles in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor. Boyles has got it for Eminence and lays it up and in. Trevor Boyles got the bounce. Fair Bobcats with it the other way. Gage Pitts going into the lane, forces up a shot, no good. Boyles with a rebound, and now Pitts trying to take it away from him. Ball loose on the floor. Eminence came out of there with it. Come the Red Wings, long pass up the floor, got it to Crane. Crane driving the baseline. kind of throw one through the middle of the lane. It throws through everybody and out of bounds. Crane getting a little bit out of control that time for Eminence. Here come the Thayer Bobcats, maintaining a 9-point lead here, 46-37. Got the ball with the elbow, got it to Andrews, he shoots and scores. Jordan Andrews now with 16 in the game, and Thayer back up by 11 with 4:05 to go in the first or the third quarter. Eminence working around the perimeter to the Bobcat defense. They've gone back to the 1-3-1 matchup. Eminence with it, right side. Now inside for Pulliam. He couldn't hit the shot. Nicholson down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson gives it to Haven. Haven pushing it up the floor, following it right up the back of the defense. Goes down the corner to Andrews for three, and it's good. Andrews is getting hot. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Andrews with 19. Thayer up by 14, their biggest lead of the game. Here's almost a steal by Andrews, and now the loose ball picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. Havens got in the backcourt, shakes the defense, moves it up to Lane Grimes on the left side wing. Lane slows it down, gives out to Gage, pits on top. Gage over to Andrews, thought about taking another three, now penetrates into the lane, elevates for the fadeaway. It's good. Andrews is feeling it. The sophomore's got 21. It's 53-37. Thayer Bobcats up by 16 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Keeling out front for Eminence. Gives the ball up to Pulliam on top. Back over to Keeling. Keeling dumping it down low to Voiles. Voiles defended by Haven. Gives it back out to Keeling. Back to Voiles. Three-point shot out of the corner is no good. And Nicholson with another rebound for Thayer. Keaton pass off to Pitts. He takes it up the left side. Gives in the corner to Lane Grimes. Grimes over to Nicholson. Now in the right corner to Gage, Pitts for three. That one rolls off the rim, no good. And rebound taken by the Eminence Red Wings. Pulling him all the way down the floor, all the way to the bucket, puts up a shot. And they're going to call a foul. This will be on Nicholson. It'll be a block, and it'll send number three, Dakota Pulliam, to the free throw line for Eminence to shoot two. Nicholson called for his first. Jordan Andrews had 12 points in the first half. He has scored 9 in the third quarter, including a three-pointer. So Andrews carrying the Bobcats to the lead here, 53-37. First free throw is no good for Dakota Pulliam. Pulliam, a 6'1 senior, wearing jersey number 3. Substitution for Eminence, number 40, Boyles, and number 12, Crane, will check out, get a little rest here. Second free throw for Pulliam is good. So Pulliam now with 9 points. And we're going to get a timeout call by the Eminence Red Wings with 2:22 to play in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 15. We'll be back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Come join the After Christmas 40% off clothing sale now in progress at Monty's Outdoors, where you can save up to 40% on outdoor and athletic clothing by Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, and Life is Good. Save up to 40% on full zip and half zip Columbia fleece. Save up to 40% on Omni Heat jackets. Save up to 40% on camo. And save up to 40% off clearance Columbia shoes. An after Christmas sale you won't want to miss at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
All right, here we go. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 15. They've got it in the backcourt. Haven got up across the timeline to Lane Grimes. Bobcats taking it. Grimes pulled up. 12-foot jumper is good. Lano hits his first field goal of the night. And there you go, Uncle Lindy. Lane shot the ball. And there's a steal by Pitts. Gage will drive the length of the floor, lays it out, trying to draw contact, missed the shot. And Pulliam rebounds it for Eminence. Gets it out to Stevens all the way down the bucket. Stops and in scored. That's a nice play by Stevens. Thayer with it. There's a long pass up the floor. Almost intercepted. It's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Eminence. Pitts trying to throw one baseball style all the way down the floor for Grimes. who had gotten behind the defense, or I'd say it was Nicholson behind the defense. Substitution now for him, and this Weaver is out. Number 12, Lawson Crane will check back in. They are inbounds the ball with a minute 40 to go into third quarter. Bobcats leading by 15. Haven swings it around to Grimes on the left side. Grimes takes it down in the corner. Outside to Andrews. Over to Haven. Haven sees an opening to the bucket. Count it and a foul. Jace Haven. The beautiful move. He saw a seam and that quick step. He got to the rack, scores the bucket. Haven now with 7 points. Foul is on number 3, Pulliam. That'll be his second of the game. And substitution for Thayer. Gage Pitts is going to get a little extra rest here for a minute 28. Minute 28 to go in the third quarter. Landry Pitts is in. Haven at the line trying to complete the three-point play. He hit one earlier. And free throw here is up and good. So 2 3-point plays, and Haven's got 8 points here in the basketball game. So Jay's starting to get his basketball legs and starting to get his timing down a little bit. Red Wings with a basketball. They get it out on top to Pulliam. Pulliam, kind of dribble drive in traffic. Still maintains the dribble, got all the way out to the corner. That's a nice play. Eminence with it. Keeley working down the right side, dumping it down inside for Stevens. He'll kick it back out to Pulliam. Pulliam looking inside, nobody open. Gives it out front to Stevens, Luke Stevens. On the left side now to Keeling. Keeling trying to drive the baseline. Now backs it back out to the three-point line. He'll give it up to Pulliam. Pulliam trying to get to the bucket. Ball stolen by Landon Pitts. Thayer on the two-on-two, and Pitts gets knocked down. No foul called. And Eminence got the steal. Down the court in a hurry. Stevens around the Keeling. Three-point ball is up, and it's good. Gavin Keeling with his first bucket of the second half. And Thayer brings it up against a little bit of backcourt pressure by Eminence. They get it across the timeline. Landry Pitts in the corner. Kicks it out and around the horn to Andrews on the left side. Andrews back out on top to Landry Pitts. Right side to Haven. Looking inside, nobody open there. Now Jace just takes it. Leads it off on the baseline for Andrews. He'll back it out to the wing. Little crossover dribble. Lost it. And now we get a held ball called, and the possession belongs to the Eminence Red Wings. Thayer Bobcats hold a 15-point lead here, 58-43. They still got a 1.1 second to go in the third quarter, so it'll just be a catch-and-shoot opportunity here for the Eminence Red Wings. Keeling long pass down the floor, tipped by the Bobcat defense. It goes out of bounds, and that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 58-43. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Eminence Red Wings. We'll take time out. Back with your fourth quarter from Kabul in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
Landmark Bank, here for you.
This is John Plummer at Landmark Bank. We have the financial services to assist all our friends and neighbors in Thayer. Visit our team for your landmark moments. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to become a Landmark. Landmark Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And we're back at Kabul, fourth quarter, ready to start. Thayer Bobcats will open up the quarter with the basketball and a 15-point lead. Thayer outscored Eminence 16-13 in that third quarter. And a big quarter for Jordan Andrews. The Bobcats sophomore scored 9. He's now got 21 in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball. Working around the perimeter. Eminence playing a little zone here. Bobcats get it inside the zone. Back outside to Grimes on the wing. Lane just to the right side of the free throw circle. Goes over to Gage Pitts. He shoots one down to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to pass it. Instead of going up with a shot, he lost it. And all the way down the other end of the floor, Keeling will shoot a layup for Eminence. Nice play there by Gavin Keeling. Keeling got the steal, went coast to coast with it. Second time he's done that tonight. And it's back to a 58-45, 13-point Thayer Bobcat lead. And the Bobcats now just going to stand out there and hold it a little bit. Gage Pitts looking over the situation. Dribbles twice, picks it up, feeds over to Lane Grimes. They are getting into the motion. Eminem's playing man-to-man. Here goes Haven all the way to the bucket. No, they're going to call a foul before the shot. That'll be team foul number 3 on Eminem. Neither team is anywhere close to the bonus. The officials have let them go at it here tonight. Foul is on number 3, Dakota Pulliam. That'll be his third. And the third team foul on Eminem. They will inbound the ball down under the bucket. They get it to Haven. Haven steps right to the bucket, lays it over the front of the rim. 10 points for Jace Haven tonight, second Bobcat in double figures. And the Bobcat lead is back to 15. We're under 7 minutes to go in the game. The Air Bobcats trying to get to the quarterfinals here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament tomorrow night. They would play at 6 if they can hold the lead here. And here the shot by Eminence. We're going to get a whistle and a foul before the shot. Keeling gave a fake. He got Andrews up off his feet, and then Keeling leaned into him and tried to attempt to throw up a shot. The official said, no, no, just a foul. Foul is on Andrews, is his first. Keeling with it out on top. He'll swing it over on the right side. Stevens with it over there. Back over to Keeling on the left. Now going to the high post to Pulliam at the free throw line. Pulliam trying to throw a pass down through the lane. It's picked up by Jace Haven. Haven with a steal. Haven running up the floor. He's decided to go to the bucket. Now dumps a pass inside for Pitts. He'll kick it back outside. Grimes for three, and it's good. Lane Grimes with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. 7 points for Grimey tonight, and the Thayer Bobcats back up by 18 now, 63-45. Eminence with it. On the left side to Keeling. Keeling trying to dribble drive into the lane. The ball is knocked away, picked up by Haven again with another steal. Andrews now working in the backcourt. Eminence trying to double team. Andrews dribbles right through it, goes all the way to the rack, and scores. Andrews with 23 on the night. And the Eminence Red Wings now down 20 as Thayer has gone out, led by 15 at the quarter break. It's a 5-0 Thayer Bobcat run here. Leaded by 20. Eminence with the ball. They'll dump it down low. Bat pass is knocked away by Haven again. Stolen. But now Thayer turns it over. Keeling dumps it off for Crane. He shoots and scores. Crane with a bucket. He's got 13. And we get another timeout by the Eminence Red Wings. 65-47. Thayer with a lead. 5:23 to go here in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll be back in 30 seconds on North of 62nd on K-Country 95.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And back after the timeout, Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Thayer Pizza Inn, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Oregon County Cars, and Shelter Insurance, Roger Folk. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball in a half-court game. They get to Andrews at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper by the sophomore is good. Boy, he is red hot. Andrews now with 25. The Thayer Bobcats are up by 20 again, 67-47, with 5 minutes to go in the game. Eminence, by the way, has got number 45 into the ballgame. That is Tristan Alcorn. Alcorn. Big kid, about 6'4". They go to the high post, though, to number 12, Crane. Crane gives out to Alcorn in the corner. Alcorn back down inside for Stevens. He elevates for the shot. No good. Rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Foul on, I believe, on the Thayer Bobcats here. Foul's on number 3, Gage Pitts. Pitts also took a head to the face on the shot fake. Non-shooting foul, that's just the fourth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Semelitz will set it up. Four across on the inbound play. Probably looking for the alley-oop. Didn't get it. Had to go into Stevens in the corner. Gives it back out front. Back over to Keeling on the left side wing. Keeling way out. Andrews jumps out on him. They'll give it to Stevens out top. And back over to Keeling. Keeling's good little guard. Number 11, Gavin Keeling. Gets the ball down into the right corner. Kicks it back outside for Boyle. Boyle's going to the high post. Ball is stolen by Nicholson. Nicholson will drive. The layup is blocked, but a foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Number two, Luke Stevens caught him from behind, and Nicholson might have dunked that ball. He is not for Stevens committing the foul. And I believe we've got an imminent Red Wing now. That is Nicholson, who blocked the shot, probably took an arm right to the nose. Yeah, he's got a bloody nose. They'll have to get him out of there. And number five will check into the ballgame. Dalen Harrison for the imminent Red Wings. Dalen Harrison going to check in with 4:17 to play in the game. Thayer leads it by 20. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
And took a little time out here to come out. They got to wipe some blood up off the floor as Stevens took a shot to the nose for imminence and got a bloody nose. They'll wipe that up, put a little stuff on it. Just precautions. And now I believe we're ready to go. 4:17 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead it by 20. And by the way, one of the most admired players in South Central Missouri. Stepped on the floor, Dalen Harrison. If you don't know Dalen's story, he is a little person. Now they measure him in the book at 4'8". And he is on the floor, and I don't know that he's that tall. But that's what they list him at. Nicholson at the line shooting the two-shot foul for Thayer. First one is up. Ooh, bounces off the front of the rim. Nicholson looking for a double digit. His first double-digit game as a varsity player. Just a sophomore, 6'3". Really starting to come into his own here. Second free throw is up. That one is, rolled off the front of the rim, no good. Don't know how that one didn't fall. Here comes Eminence with the basketball. Number five, Harrison brings it across the timeline. His pass is stolen by Grimes. Grimes will drive all the way to the lane, count it, the foul, and we're going to get a count it and the foul. Grimes will go to, they're going to wave out the bucket. Foul's going to be on Harrison, who fouled Lane before he could get to the basket. Foul's on number five. That is Dalen Harrison. Substitution for Thayer. Levi Paulette checks in. Lane Grimes will come out. Lane wanted that bucket. That would have given him 9 points if we got to shoot free throws. He might have had double figures tonight. Also, Chris Cray is into the ballgame for Thayer with 4 minutes to go. Going deep on the bench. Levi Paulette, number four, into the game. Feeds it right side to Chris Cray. Cray jump stop into the lane. Kicks it back out to Landry. Pitch for three, and it's good. Totally called it a two. Called it a two for Landry. 7 points now for Landry Pitts. Here comes Harrison again with the ball. Feeds it on the right side. Gets it back. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Looking right. Got over there to Keeling. Keeling back out to Harrison on top. Picks up the pass. Feeds it to the high post. Got it there to Pulliam. Pulliam back over to Keeling. He pulled the trigger on a three-pointer and air ball. Saved from out of bounds by Eminence and got it to Andrews. Andrews driving it all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Andrews with 27 tonight. And the Thayer Bobcats running away now. It is 71-47 with 3 minutes and change to go in the game. Harrison's got it out front for Eminence. Wings the pass over on the left side. And now goes to Keeling. Keeling holds it on the wing. Feeds it out to Harrison on top. Levi Paulette jumps out on him. Harrison dribbling away from him. Fakes it to the left. Gives over to the right. For Crane. Crane trying to dump it inside. Ball is knocked away. And Harrison comes out there with it for the imminent Red Wings. Got it back over to Crane. Crane on the right side. Looking down in the corner. Nobody open. He'll feed it over to Keeling. Keeling back to Harrison on the right. Harrison pulls it up on the right side. Gives over to Keeling. Keeling looking to make a baseline drive. Now gets around the defender, finally shoots and scores. Keeling with 16 on the night. He leads the way for the M&S Red Wings. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews with it. Cross court to Landry Pitts. In the corner, Levi Paulette. Baseline drive. He lays it up on the rim. Oh, and it fell off the front. Levi couldn't complete it. Comes Eminence the other way, pulling him all the way down the floor. He pulls up with a shot, no good. Rebound, Chris Cray for Thayer. Cray pulls it up top of the key. Feeds it left side for Landry Pitts. Now to Nicholson, bounces it down to Andrews. Back outside to Pitts for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Pulliam down with another rebound for Eminence. Pulliam takes it to the free throw line. Dumps it down low for Crane. Crane ducks under the defense, up with a shot. No good. Cray with another rebound for Thayer. Chris Cray. Dribble drive up the floor. He's going to get fouled. No, they're going to call him for a carry. Cray carried the basketball. More substitutions for Thayer. Jordan Madden will check into the ballgame. Jordan Madden, number 20, checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. And also into the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats is number 21, and that is Ryan Parker. So Parker and Madden both into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Parker, big kid, 6'3". Needing to learn how to play at the varsity level. Eminence with it. Here's a long shot up and no good for number four who just checked in. That is Landon Johnson. Rebound to Eminence. They've got it. Out to Harrison on top. Cray jumps out on him. Harrison bounces it to the right side. Long cross-court pass stolen by Jordan Madden. Jordan drives down, puts it up and in off the window. Jordan Madden just checks in the ballgame, makes a steal, and gets the bucket. And Thayer now leads it by 24, 73-49 with a minute to go. It's been a tough one tonight. The score will not indicate how close a game this really was. Here's Emmons with it again. Shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Levi Paulette. Thayer Bobcats off on the run. Levi has it knocked away from behind. Ball picked up by Crane. Crane up the other way for Emmons. Stepping to the bucket. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Jordan Madden with a rebound. Then he has it stripped away from behind by Johnson. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Jordan Madden, the Thayer Bobcats, all SCA, all region, and all district football linebacker. Foul was on Jordan Madden. That'll be the first foul on Madden. So Jordan not only picks up a bucket, picks up a foul. And it'll be Johnson, number four, Landon Johnson, to the free throw line for the Eminence Red Wings. First free throw is up, and it's good. So Landon Johnson with a bucket tonight. Seven different Eminence Red Wings have scored in this game. I believe eight different Thayer Bobcats. Second free throw is up for Johnson. No good. Rebound gets to the floor. Picked up by Levi Paulette. Levi handles it in the backcourt. Got it up to Chris Cray. Cray up the left side. 30 seconds to play in the game. Cray with it. Thought about taking a three. Got it down low to Jordan Madden for the lay-in. Nice look by Chris Cray to Jordan Madden. Four more points off the bench for the Thayer Bobcats, and that's been huge in this game tonight. Eminence going to throw up a shot here with 16 seconds. A three-pointer out of the corner is good for Lawson Crane, his second three-pointer of the night. That's 75-53. Thayer by 22, and the Bobcats just going to dribble out the clock here. 1 second to go. There's the buzzer, and that's the final. Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Eminence Red Wings here in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. 75-53 is your final.